It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Should we be a little more like Germany or France, Belgium, perhaps? The House holds a hearing tomorrow on online privacy, specifically how the European Union handles that issue through regulation and whether or not any of those ideas might work here in the States. Paul Schwartz is a law professor at UC Berkeley and a director of the Berkeley Center for Law and Technology.
In Europe, there is a comprehensive privacy law in each nation, which requires that online privacy be protected. In the United States, we regulate sector by sector, and there are notable gaps in protection.
Like what kind of sectors do you mean?
So in the United States, we have statutory protection for things like healthcare privacy, video privacy, credit card records, but there is no one law that protects online privacy. The exception for that is there is a Child's Online Privacy Protection Act, but that only protects those who are 13 years or younger.
So could a bill for one comprehensive system pass Congress? It's been talked about. So far, just talk. Bill McGivern is from the University of Minnesota's law school. He says the cultures of Europe and the U.S. are so different that it's not likely.
There's really no question that it's a completely different understanding of the private self. Europeans see privacy as part of a bundle of fundamental human rights, and they regulate it the same way they regulate lots of other things with centralized structures that would look really bureaucratic to an American point of view. In the U.S., we think privacy is important, but we see it more as something to be dealt with as one of a bunch of market forces. We don't want what we see as heavy-handed regulation.
It seems like you have increasing concern among American citizens about privacy, but then you have this culture of kind of leaving businesses alone to a certain extent. It seems to kind of limit how far this might ever go.
That's right. And I think that what you often see in the response in Congress or in regulatory agencies in the U.S. is targeted solutions aimed at particular narrow problems. And those can be effective. So there's a lot of concern right now about location privacy. Senator Al Franken has introduced a bill about location privacy. There's some concern about online behavioral advertising and tracking. And so you see the Federal Trade Commission and a couple of bills in Congress focused on that. The European approach instead is to have global data protection rules that cover all industries, online and offline, in a uniform way. And I don't think you're going to see that in the U.S.
Bill McGivern from the University of Minnesota. Time to improve your tech vocabulary.
Typo squatting.
It's when someone buys a web domain almost identical to a better-known web domain, but with a small typo, one letter off, a missing dot, kind of thing someone might accidentally type. Security researchers recently bought up 30 domains that are not quite identical to those used by Fortune 500 companies. They were
typo squatting.
In 6 months, they collected 120,000 errant emails. Those emails revealed passwords, precise specs on oil tankers, and details on managing tollways. What are we to make of this? Well, companies might want to buy up domain names similar to their own. As for the rest of us, it's not a real high-tech lesson, but type carefully. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.